I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You feeling that summer vibe or what?
Oh, I am so happy.
The days are already getting shorter.
Oh,
hello,
my God.
Fall.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Oh, man.
Vinny.
The beach is...
packed.
So packed. It's so summer. Mm. It's so summer.
I know that sucks for you, but...
It's all good.
I love
it. It comes with the territory, but when you see... like, you forget, and then it's summer, and you go...
oh, yeah, that's right.
The streets are filled. They're filled.
There's no getting anywhere.
There's no getting
Kids
anywhere.
Kids are out of school.
The streets are filled, and the
We're
people
going to the beach.
Are out to get sunburned. Yep. No matter what they are told, they show up and get bright red. You see it everywhere.
Well, it's called sunscreen.
I know.
You know? Is it their first trip to the beach?
I don't know.
You know? My sister left last night.
Oh, did you guys cry?
No. We had a great visit, though. And but she's... there was some big electrical storm over Texas, and so she's at the wrong airport and delayed and waiting for...
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready for it.
At any point, did your sister say, I gotta get out of Florida. Please let us move in here. Please let us move in here.
She loves it. They love it.
We are gonna be like mice in a corner. We'll take Riley's room. I'll pack all the two kids. She's got two kids, right? Two kids, my husband. You won't even know we're here. We'll even... No, none of this happened.
Really, what are they going to even do?
I don't know.
They going to pay some rent?
We'll
even... I'd be kind of into that.
We'll even pay a little rent.
Oh, how much is a little?
Well, $200.
Oh, a couple hundred.
A day?
Yeah. No. What?
Not a day.
For the season.
Oh. No, they love Florida.
My whole family
does. They're all into it. My feeling is that, you know, I love California, so I want to stay here, but I want to get an RV, and I'll go visit, you know, someday I'll be retired. Many years from now, I hope. Unless they force me. and then I'll get an RV, and I'll go to Florida for a month a year, you know, drive around. I know people all over the country. I would love to just make a big circuit every year.
Mm-hmm. That Florida thing, it used to come up at the breakfast table in New York when I was a little kid visiting, and my grandma would be like, down Florida! Like, you know, the whole down Florida, down. And you'd just be like, when I finally went there, I realized, this place sucks. It sucks.
It depends on many factors, in my opinion. If you don't like going outside and walking around, it's great. You know, if you like just being in AC and if you like strip malls and stuff, you know, it's freaking awesome.
Oh, it's the weather's not great.
If you like,
great.
Grass that cuts your feet, it's great.
The bugs are unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, they all have that monthly people who come and spray. The bugs really aren't a thing unless you're outside at night and then the mosquitoes are eating you. No, it's, you know, look, it's not for everybody, but I'm not going to poop on Florida. It's, you know, who doesn't like a good strip mall? To walk to.
Well, we've certainly got our share of those here.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no shortage of that. I mean, that's what they're doing in the desert where my mom lives. It's just more houses and strip mall.
Yep.
To support the houses, they just put in a new strip mall, and they're every 2 miles.
Anchored by a Safeway, and
is a new set of strip mall stores.
Right.
And you think, well, you can't possibly need another one of those, except. 2 more miles down the road is the next one.
We human bacteria are consumers. We need our things.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah.
So you and your sister partied your asses off. I saw on Friday.
We did. We had a great
time. Actually, Deb got in on the action too, right?
Oh yeah, on Friday it was just a great weekend. You know, there's not a lot to tell. There was a lot of sewing happening. Mm-hmm. On Friday there was quite a bit of drinking. Mm-hmm. On Saturday everybody, you know how when you go on vacation, like there comes that night where you're just like you're gonna let loose. Like my sister hardly ever really gets lit, and
is that true?
Yeah. She's not a big drinker at all. So I knew that those the lemon drops my brother makes are delicious.
And but, dangerous.
And deadly. Like, so I knew if I could get two into her, it was all over. Then she started making herself white Russians, which mixes. I think milky drinks mix really well with lemon drinks. That's awesome. So she was wrecked. But I was too wrecked to notice how wrecked she was. I just heard about the next day. Of course, I felt fine. She was a little on the low side the whole day. But on Saturday, everybody took off for my nephew's color guard performance thing down in Palo Alto at Stanford.
Which Tommy has been posting. He must have posted 50 posts. Tommy Igo from the drum. It's the drum thing, right? Isn't the color guard a drum thing, too?
Well, it's a marching band thing.
He must have done 50
posts. Did he go
to it? Obviously, he did.
I think I saw something on his, too.
Yeah, I didn't look at Instagram this weekend, except for my slappy stuff one.
It's this type of thing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is that... Where is that?
Doesn't say. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you,
That looks exactly like the stuff I saw.
For every entrance.
Oh, that's funny.
In the thing.
Well, that looks exactly like the video that I watched from it. But so my sister and I were alone, which was, you know, we ordered pizza because of course we did. And we didn't have anything to drink. She wasn't in the mood. Later, I had a beer because they were drinking beer in the movie we watched. I was like, oh, that looks really good. I think I'm going to get one of those. And, you know, I need to start earlier. Beer at the end of the night was just like,
What's the point, right?
Yeah.
Let me just go to bed.
Right. Well, I was in bed by midnight, so. But we watched a couple episodes of Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. The Miley Cyrus episode is really good. But the second one of the, I think there's only three this season. They're each an hour long. Black Mirror is like, it's like the Twilight Zone, because it's always kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But it's about like, most of the time it's about like sort of near future technological advances. And how those play out. Like sort of... the second one is about this game where you get, it's like about VR, and there's this little dot you put on the side of your head, and you just kind of, you go out, and then you're in this game. So you are one of the characters in the game, and what transpires between these two people who are friends and meet up in the game. And
they kill each other?
No.
They do each other?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's crazy. It's really, really good. So then so we watched the Miley Cyrus one called like Ashley O or something. It's very good. And she's good in it. And then we watched Always Be My Maybe.
That's the Keanu Reeves movie we've been talking about.
He's only in it for 10 minutes tops. But it's so epic that he's in it. And the movie is so charming. I thought it was delightful. I just loved it. And the best thing about it is... the dude who's the main character guy, because it's Ali Wong, who I think you started telling me about maybe a year or two ago. She was doing like pregnancy jokes.
Christina brought it up. She was watching it on Netflix and said, this lady's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
And I started watching it and I'm like, eh. And then I find myself laughing and I'm going, this isn't for me. Oh, that's funny. I don't like this. Oh, that's pretty good. Next thing I know, I'm telling you about it, and I'm going, I thought I didn't like it, but sure enough.
Turns out.
She's pretty talented.
Yeah, so she plays the main character girl, and then there's this guy, Randall Park, who plays the main character guy. And the best thing about the movie is this band that it's set in San Francisco, too, by the way. So mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's super fun, lots of shots of the city. And just.
And she's from San Francisco, too.
Right, yeah.
Grew up here.
Where is he from? I don't know anything about him.
He's Randall.
Anyway, he's in this band called Hello Peril, and it's one of the sort of running themes of the movie. And the songs—it's so unexpected when you start to see his band. Like the charm factor just goes through the roof. And I've all weekend long I was like bounce back like a tennis ball. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Check me out, check me out. I started at the bottom, now I'm still at the bottom. Never rise, I fall, every season is autumn. Yank from the precipice like the statue of Sodom. Made an exodus to collect L's and I got them. By the boatload, and even though I sport the polo, look at the logo, it's just the horse running solo. I'm so broke, my home is an 87 Volvo. My neighbor's in the trunk, he's a half Korean hobo. I'm famished, the other day I ate a rat sandwich. I don't give a damn, I'll eat the thing from Pan's Labyrinth. My life is so savage, I can't manage. But then again, I get reminded of the old adage. Every dog will have his day, and I'ma have mine. Buy a box of rosé, and I'ma have wine. We ordered too many tennis balls, but it'll be fine, because we got a new song to remind you that we bounce back like a tennis ball.
Bounce
back like a basketball. Bounce back like a soccer ball.
And really any kind of ball except a football.
Bounce back like a tennis ball.
And you just have to
it's
watch
so cute.
And see, and he delivers it so like, kind of like deadpan, like, but not even like that studied, like just like offhand. It's just so, and there's four or five songs in this. Oh, and play the one about Keanu Reeves.
I hit John Wick and now I'm feeling so appealing. Basically, I'm a god. You could call me Hercules. Best believe I punched Keanu Reeves and it was better than any scene you could see in Speed. I'm telling you for real, I punched Neo. He could duck bullets, but he couldn't duck me. I'm feeling so refreshed. The new sheriff's in town. Check the button on my vest. It's Keanu
anyway,
with the bruise around the Oculus.
It's super. So cute. Anyway, it's adorable and worth your time. And if you have Netflix, you already have it. So watch it.
All right.
Always be my maybe.
Well, on Friday, because I was sick, I told the missus she was.
Oh, yeah. How is that cold?
That's a cold. You know what the worst thing about. Well, you know what the worst thing about a cold is? The duration. They just linger. So I'm better. I feel better anyway. Yeah. But I got
you're on the downside.
I got the stuff, but whatever. So on Friday, I said, hey, you should. I forget where she was. Some wedding thing. God, that is all consuming.
What are you looking at me like that for? You just gave me evil eyes. I'm like, I'm not planning your wedding. I didn't tell you to get married.
And your marriages and your weddings.
You people and your wedding.
Oh, man. God, it's just every
your
other.
Your wedding sounds like it's going to be bigger than both of ours.
I know. Put together.
Yeah.
And it's
I can't
not
wait.
Even that big. It's totally small.
And it's less than a month away.
But it's just all consuming.
Yeah.
Every single thing. Anyway, I said, hey. Since I'm in the house tonight, why don't you buy tickets and take our oldest to Toy Story 4?
Yes.
And so they went.
Aww.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It underperformed, they're saying.
How's that possible?
I know. It's they say adjusted for inflation, it had a smaller opening than Toy Story 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, last week we were talking about I want to say we saw projections that were close to $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it was expected to be the biggest Pixar or the biggest...
Summer?
No, it was like something about animated movies. I want to say like Incredibles 2 did $180 million and they were like, it's possible it will beat that. It
nowhere
didn't,
near?
Didn't even come close. Well, listen. It broke $100 million.
Right.
It made $118 million.
Which is a disappointment.
Apparently, it was a total disappointment.
Toy Story 4, shame on you. We're so disappointed.
I guess people were capped out at
3. Sit in the corner and don't come out till you're at $180 million.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. They'll get there.
Well, that's the thing about those movies. They're timeless.
Right.
They will get there. No one is fretting over that thing.
No. Let's hope not. I mean, I'm sure the expectation is, you know, that it's everyone is going to be bigger than the last. But look, $118 million, no one can sneeze at that. It's just that their projections were way off. I don't know who's doing these projections. Projectors of some kind.
Well, I want to believe the people at Pixar aren't worried about it.
Well, let's hope not. What, so your daughter just
they
loved
just
it.
They just loved it. And I was jealous that I didn't get to see it. And I said,
you'll see it at some point.
Did you guys cry? And they go, no. Okay. Well, then I feel good about going to see that then. No. I won't have to worry.
Oh, really?
Really?
Are you sure? You
I don't know.
Cry?
I can't be sure because stuff keeps happening to me, but I'd like to think that. Did you cry?
I didn't, but Hooman said he did.
Oh.
There were some sad moments, but.
Maybe Hooman was crying over his teeth or his back.
Maybe.
Or both.
I cry, though. I cry a lot over everything. I don't know why I didn't cry.
For you to not cry? is a big deal.
It is, especially for a tearjerker movie. I wouldn't call this a tearjerker, though.
Well, they're not aiming for that, but there's always those moments.
Oh, they even aim for it some of the time.
Even if they're happy moments, you know? I really thought that I'd get through the that one movie without crying. I was almost very, very end, and I kind of held it together two places.
Don't fool yourself.
Oh, the Always Be Your Maybe?
Yeah, and then they got me right at the very end there. That was kind of a bummer. Well, I'm glad that they had a great time. What else did you do this weekend?
I met the fence guy, and we're dealing with some finish questions.
Oh, that's not done?
No, we have to finish it now.
Oh,
you know,
put some stain on it.
Yeah, to protect it, which is just, I feel like ruining a good fence, but you know what that stuff looks like if you don't finish it.
Well, it'll be grayed out.
It turns grayed out and
mossy,
warped, and
you want it to last as long as
it can. Tell you what,
at
the end of this year, I'm looking forward to August.
Why?
Because a bunch of stuff that's hanging
is going to
be completed. And I'll be in August. And that'll be...
We are about to embark on... Like, this week is a crazy week. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, we have our live secret show and pool party.
Yes.
So Thursday morning of this week, if you're in the Sonoma area, please join us for our live broadcast. You don't have to win tickets for this. You don't have to be over 21, any age, anybody who wants to come. This Thursday morning at the... Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. They have a big tent right there in the front, and we're doing our show from there. Breakfast and all of that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Last.
Please
Lost
come out.
Last.
Hang with us.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And we'll, you know, try to entertain you, and you'll also get some free food. And
yep.
Whatever.
Oh, it's such a fun time.
It's a nice day out. I always love going up there just because it's so nice.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Driving through that neighborhood where you're like, am I going the right way?
Uh-huh.
And then sure enough.
And boom, there
boom,
it is.
Turn the corner and there's the, I'm like, oh my God, we're here.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. It's neat.
I've been a couple times gone that one direction through the, been like, this does not seem more like a resort would be.
And then there it is.
Neighborhoody.
An oasis right in the middle of it.
I know. And then next week is 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Goodrich and Village are coming in.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah. It's gonna be epic.
When do
so
they fly
excited.
In?
Tuesday of next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
After. Because we're off Wednesday,
yeah, we're off
right?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh. So excited.
All right. That's too bad.
I'm sorry.
Village always has good stories.
Oh, yeah, Village.
He's living... You know who... Him and Jan would get along so great.
Oh, they probably
would. The two
would.
Of them, they remind me... Yeah. My brother doesn't have the same issue that Village does.
The insane jealousy
right.
over any woman that he even has talked to that evening.
Right. Mm. His thing is sort of a lack of concern at all.
Well, that'd be good for them to live together because he wouldn't have to, you know, Village wouldn't be jealous of him.
But they have this two...
Bachelor thing going on.
Like to the tippy top. Mm. You just go, wow.
Village is always looking for love, though, you know. I don't think your brother looks
no.
for that.
He just clumps his way through
life. Hey, guys, I'm here. It's me, Yon.
Clump, clump.
He's the Khloe Kardashian of Bachelors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm super. I mean, to me, like, my life has begun, you know? Like, this week is going to be epic. Next week is going to be epic. Your wedding's going to be epic. Like, July is going to be the best month.
Well,
I know.
And while I have some... I don't even know how to word this without being in trouble. Never mind.
Oh, get in trouble.
Well,
come on.
I, you know, so there I am last night as we're trying to make dinner. The baby's crying because when she's hungry, she just makes the most possible noise to be fed. But you're just going, oh, my head. And then the missus is on the phone talking about how the dresses are wrong.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
With her girls. No. And they're, this dress is not, it doesn't fit. And then... She shows me the scandal, right? Then she shows me the picture. I'm like, she looks great. What's the problem? Well, what about this one? I'm like, yeah, Annalisa looks like a movie star. What is the problem? That cleavage is wrong. I'm like, cleavage is never wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. And they're all...
I cannot wait to go to this wedding.
Yeah.
The drama is going to be amazing.
It's not, though. I don't understand. I think it's just... It's baked into all weddings. There's drama but for no reason. I don't get it.
I guess some people are just not supposed to get it, Vin. You know, there have to be issues.
So trust me.
The issues have to be solved.
Jan's on the right path for him, because this isn't something that he's ever going to be able to
put up with.
Really? It doesn't seem like he wants it, you know? Some girl's going to have to explode into his life to get his attention.
I guess.
And then also love black leather furniture and pool tables.
He doesn't even have that.
What's he got?
Well, he's got pool tables.
Yeah.
But he hasn't even bothered with furniture.
I love motorcycles, pinball machines. Listen, we're going to get some crates and put some throw pillows on them, and we're going to have some seating. Oh, he's got the right girl. She's out there.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, never mind. I won't say what the point is.
What is the point?
Everybody should get married.
Yeah, I agree.
Two thumbs up.
Well, you don't even know yet. I'll ask you right after we get back from vacation. How's it? You know, you'll have been married for
I already
forever.
Am. That's the problem. I'm already living the life. I just didn't have to go through the drama of the ceremony. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting the
good stuff
on the back end.
Mm. Yep. Right. When you're so entrenched, you can't even call it quits. I forget it. I'm not doing this.
How am I going to say that?
Well, you can't now.
Right.
Two kids, a house. How did I get it? Get that out of your mouth. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.